Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
Go to the scriptures that we're going to be reading, Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 8. And while you're going there, we want to welcome those who are with us by Facebook and those who will be hearing the message around the world. I think we have gone, how many countries? 194 countries hear the gospel from this little church here in Jennings, Louisiana. I tell people about that and they don't believe it. It can't happen here. Oh, listen, when Brother Winky came and started that HLE radio, he was kind of discouraged about some things because where he was, he wasn't getting very far with it. But when we met and talked about what we wanted to do, I told him little as much when God is in it, and you can see what God has done. And we appreciate you that support HLE Radio. And if you're not supporting it, you should be, because you're doing what the Lord said to do. Go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel. We never thought that would happen from this church, from this pulpit, but it does. And we get reports all the time. We've already had three or four churches built in some places where you would never expect that to happen. Places like China and Germany, Japan. I'm glad he can remember all those. but that's the Lord doing his work in these last days of grace. He's coming soon. Amen. Well, last Sunday we preached about the footprints to the cross and the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. This week we want to share with you what the Bible says about him coming out of that tomb that they laid him in. From the death on the cross to the resurrection this morning. And we have life because he gives us life. Listen to verse 1 in chapter 24 of the book of Luke. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. Now, you have to understand that this verse is talking about the ladies, the women that came to the sepulchre where his body was supposed to be. They brought what they thought was the spices to prepare his body. That's what they did. Back then, they would come clean the body and give and so when you look at it from the faith perspective, they didn't have much faith because they expected him to be there. There's still a lot of people today that expect him to be there, but he has risen. The Bible says in verse 2, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, he said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Oh, listen, there's a lot of places today that are, where churches are full. Amen. And they're still seeking the living. They're still seeking the living, and some of them are dead. He's not here, but is risen, the Bible says. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Praise the Lord. They finally remembered what he had said. You see, he had already told them what was going to happen to them, just like he's already told millions today what's going to happen. But they did not believe. They didn't have the faith. They brought the stuff that they were going to prepare to anoint his body with because they thought he was still there. But he had already told them, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be risen on that third day. Now, we find this story in all the four Gospels, and you will find the account of the resurrection. All of the accounts are correct, but they all approach it from a different perspective. But they all end up with the same story. They still tell the same story, and it gives the account of his election because he said, he is not here. Glory to God. He is not here. Is he here this morning? Because he's alive. He's not in a grave. He's here. And he'll touch your life this morning because he is here. And I kind of chose this setting of scripture today for a very specific reason. Because it is the core, it is the foundation of the study of the last part of the cycle, you might say, that God had planned. He came to earth, he lived, went to a cross, died, was buried, and then was resurrected. That was God's plan from the very beginning. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Today, why do men seek the living among the dead? Why do men seek the living among the dead? You can't find him among the dead. If you're spiritually dead today, you can't find him because he's with the living. Amen. He's with the living. If you're born again today and you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, he is with you. Amen. Because he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. The old song says, never alone. We're never left alone. Whether we're in the valley of sickness and distress or we're on the mountaintop of glory, we're never alone. He has given us that promise. So Christ's resurrection from the tomb was really an unexpected victory that gives every believer eternal life. Oh, the unexpected. They didn't expect to find him there, but he was gone. They expected him to be there. This one event completes the cycle of God's plan of salvation. If he didn't come to earth, if he didn't grow, if he didn't teach, if he didn't preach, if he didn't perform miracles, if he hadn't died on the cross, and if he hadn't been resurrected, where would we be today? But God so loved the world that he gave. And what he gave to the cross, his power now is given to us. He said, when I go to heaven, I'm going to send back a comforter. A comforter to be with you. The Bible calls it the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to be with you. Why? To lead, to guide, to even convict. That part we don't really like. We don't like that conviction. The human nature fights against conviction. But he said the Holy Spirit would do that for us. Why? To keep us on the straight and narrow. The old saying from the world says, follow your conscience. Let your conscience be your guide. Well, you know where your conscience will take you if you're not saved. And make sure that your conscience is born again before you follow your conscience. Because your conscience is made up of the sinful man that we are. And we overcome that because he lives today. Resurrected, seated on the right hand of the Father. And that completes that cycle of salvation, the plan of salvation of God for those of us who were lost and undone. See, when you were a sinner, you were dead. He says to the sinner, you're dead in your sins and your trespasses. You're just waiting for the day that you fall into the grave. But if you have Christ, and we celebrate that today, if you have Christ in your heart, you are alive with him. Amen. We went to the cross with him spiritually. Now we are resurrected to a new life. Amen. He gave us that new life when he hung on that cross and died. People say sometimes, I've heard it, I've even heard preachers say that he was defeated. The cross was a place of defeat. Yeah. Well, because that's as far as they got. See, they left out the part that gives the victory. Yeah, the devil says he was defeated on the cross. No, he was not defeated. He was fulfilling the plan of God. When they asked Jesus why he had come to this earth, he said, I've come to do the will of the Father. The will of the Father was for him to go to the cross and die for you and me. And if you stop there, then you're defeated. Oh, but he said on the third day, that thief on the cross, the man on the middle cross, said he could go with him. Yeah, he said, I believe in my heart. And he may not have spoken those words, but he believed that he was hanging there next to the Son of God. And he believed that the Son of God had a kingdom. Yeah. And Jesus told him that day, this day will you be with me in my kingdom. Oh, glory to God. There are going to be some people surprised because this old thief on the cross was in heaven before some of those righteous people are going to get there. Huh? Can you see that bunch in heaven now? What are you doing here? Huh? Yeah, you're a thief. Oh, the man on the middle cross said I could come. He said I could come. That's how I got here. Because he said I could come. And he brought me with him. And this thief now went with him to the center of the earth to set the captive free. Ooh, glory to God. Now you can imagine that if you want to, or you can leave it out. But Jesus said you're going to be with me. He didn't leave him there. He didn't say, you stay here while I go and set the captives free. He said, you're going to be with me. I imagine Abraham was pretty surprised. Amen. What are you doing here? The man on the middle cross said I could come. Glory to God. He said, you could come. He said, I could come. And that's the only way we can get there. He is alive today. His birth ministry, his persecution, his death, his burial, and now today we celebrate his resurrection. We are born again in the same pattern that he was. The only difference is we were sinners, and he had no sin in his life. I feel sorry for some of these preachers that try to tell somebody that anybody with the same faith that Jesus had could do the same thing that Jesus did. I got a word for them. Yeah. Stupid. Yeah. Amen. Brother John done told me that you can't cure stupid. There's no cure for it. Amen. No. How could sinful man save sinful man? No, there was one without sin that hung on an old rugged cross. And after we get saved, we go through the ministry and the persecution and finally the death. But I got good news for you. There's a resurrection coming. Amen. Oh, glory to God. He gives it to us in His Word. Jesus will come with a shout. The trumpet will sound. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Somebody asked me one time, why do the dead in Christ rise first? I said, because they got 6 feet further to go than we do. We catch up to them. And those who are alive and in Christ are going to be caught up. Caught up with Jesus Christ. Now some people just think that's a joke. But it's not a joke. It's only a joke to the unbeliever. The whole gospel is a joke to the unbeliever. But to them that are saved, it is the power of God. It is His anointing that brings us through this old world today. It came as a surprise to the women and the men that came to the tomb that morning. We know they were expecting to see the body of Jesus in that tomb because they brought spices and anointment to place on His body. That was the custom of the burial in that day. But it should not be surprising that things are not always as they seem. We see things sometimes and we think, how can this be or how can that be? I preached in a church in Atlanta, basically the message that we preach about the cross. Being able to look at things and then find out that's not exactly the way we saw it. Now you can take two people standing on the corner seeing the same wreck, and each one of you will give a different account of it. That's because things are not always as they seem. So I told this story, and if you will allow me, I'll tell it again. And if you don't allow me, I'll tell it again. It's a story that I don't want to insult people who have the name of Thibodeau and Boudreaux. So is anybody named Thibodeau? On the radio, is anybody named Thibodeau or Boudreaux? Well, we don't intend to offend you. But this little story is about the two Cajun men, Thibodeau and Boudreaux. And they lived down on the coast by the Gulf, and both of them were Cajuns. And both of them had a dog. And they would walk their dogs on a path that everybody would walk on and walk their dogs on. And these two men were coming from different directions walking their dog. Now, Mr. Boudreaux's dog was one of those big old pit bulls. He stood tall and had a broad chest, and he was a bad dog, known as the baddest dog on the bayou. And Mr. Thibodeau, he had one of those little yellow dogs that you call Heinz 57. He was mixed from all of them. And they met together, and Mr. Boudreaux told Mr. Thibodeau, said, "You have to get off of this path and let us go by, because I've got the baddest dog on the bayou. So you better get your little old ugly yellow dog to the side and let us pass by. I don't want my bulldog to hurt your little yellow dog." And so Mr. Thibodeau looked at him and said, "Oh, I'm not worried about that. My dog can take care of himself." Well, that was an insult to Mr. Boudreaux. And Mr. Boudreaux said, "Listen, if you don't let us pass, I'm going to take the leash off of this dog. I'm going to let him get on your dog." Well, Mr. Thibodeau said, "Well, okay, if that's what you want." So they turned the dogs loose and they went to fight. Man, the blood and the mud and the fur flew all over the place. When the fight was finished, only Mr. Thibodeau's little yellow dog was standing. The other was dead and half eaten. Mr. Boudreaux said, I can't believe this. I had the baddest dog on the bayou. Ain't no dog can do this to my... What kind of dog was that? And Mr. Thibodeau, with a little grin on his face, he said, well, before I painted him yellow and cut his tail off, he was an alligator. Things are not always what they seem to be. You have to understand that. You look at things and you see one thing, and you got to understand that may not be right. That may not be good. And that's what some people do to the cross. But one day they'll realize. Because every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The conclusion that they came to was that Jesus was gone, but they didn't know where. They still didn't believe in his resurrection. Here's what they said. They must have came at night and taken his body and hid it somewhere. Yeah. Yeah, they must have moved the body. So in order for them to believe, the Lord had to tell them something. And what the angels told them was this. Why are you seeking the living among the dead? He's not here, and he's not there or there. He has risen. Amen. And you and I must be careful that we don't seek the living among the dead. This world is dead. Don't look for Jesus in places where the people are dead. They don't have the Spirit of God. They're not born again. Amen. You need to hang around with people that are alive and well. Glory to God. Have a positive attitude about Jesus Christ and his risen body today. I always tell young people, don't hang around with losers. You want to make something out of your life, you're not going to get it hanging around with losers.
Amen. That's right.
Get away from them. Oh, but they're my friends. Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Wait. Wait till you need a friend. Yeah. No, you get with people that are successful. People that are, if you want to make your way in life, you have to be successful. And you get around people who are successful. Same thing happens to our spiritual life. Oh, if you're born again, you have friends that are not born again. That's okay. You pray for them. Eh? You talk to them. You minister to them. But you don't walk where they walk.
Amen.
Amen. Come ye out of the world and be ye separate. Not holier than thou. Not bound by religion, but bound by an experience with Jesus Christ. When Mary came to the tomb, she saw that it was empty and her faith failed her. She did not remember what Jesus had said. He is risen. He is risen. So Jesus on several occasions had already told them of what was going to happen to him. Men would crucify him. Evil men would crucify him. He would hang on an old rugged cross. He would come down from that cross and they would carry him to a borrowed tomb. Now, some preachers, I really get upset about this greedy gospel. Jesus told the man who wanted to follow him, he said, are you sure you want to do this? The Son of God has no place to lay his head. He didn't own a house. He didn't have a bed. He only ate with people that invited him in to eat. You sure you want to do this? There's a price to be paid to be a disciple of Christ. Are you sure you want to do this? That's something we need to consider today also. Because Jesus on several occasions had spoken about his death and resurrection. But the faith was overridden by what they had seen. That's why I like to tell that story. It's not what you see sometimes. Because you have to have faith and believe. So it should not be surprising to us that in the midst of sorrow there can be comfort in Christ. Don't be surprised that he can comfort you with peace and joy in the midst of your sorrow. He has risen. He has the power to do that. He's alive and well, seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for you and I. That's why we celebrate Resurrection Sunday, and we celebrate it every time we take communion, and we celebrate it every day. When you witness about Jesus Christ to someone who's lost, you are celebrating a resurrection. Because you're offering to them life, not death. A way out of that death. So there were many reactions to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when John saw that the tomb was empty, the scripture in John chapter 20 and verse 8 says, he saw and believed. He saw it and he believed it. Now you might say, I can't see Christ. I can't see Jesus. But if you have two ears, Christian gets us to that on his Bible study. Listen to what the Spirit says. Listen in your heart to what the Spirit says. And if you still can't get it, go to the written word. Because the written word is alive and well. Yeah, that's our footprints to the cross, and from the cross to the resurrection. From the resurrection to a glorious seat in heaven. And that's where we all want to go. I know there are people who I don't think it's a mistake that they say it, but they say their goal. I remember a lady that used to say that in our church years ago. My goal is to get to heaven. I just want to get to heaven. And I think she was very serious and concerned, and she was right to a point. But you see, our goal should not be to get to heaven. Our goal should be to be like Jesus. Heaven is the reward for being like Jesus. That's the goal. To be like Jesus brings about the victory and gives us that victory. And there we find the risen Jesus Christ in the glory of heaven. So the other disciples, when they saw the cross or saw the coming of the cross, the Bible says they went home. They went home. They said to themselves, well, he's dead. Let's go fishing. But John, you remember John, and that's the disciple the Bible says that Jesus loved. John went to the cross with him. He followed him. Mary Magdalene was there. He stood there and wept. The religious zealots were happy. They couldn't care less about what happened to Jesus. They were glad that he was gone. They were glad they'd finally gotten rid of him. That's the same thing the devil thought. Yeah, the devil thought he was gone. He was dead. That's it. Oh, but a few days later, here he comes again. Soon, comfort came to them because the angels told them the good news. He is risen.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend.